at least good morning in the part of the world where I am. I am on the west coast of the United States in not so sunny Southern California. And today I'm joined by how do you pronounce it? Because I'm going to screw this up. How do you pronounce your name? Alize, correct?
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
Okay. And you are, and we're talking, where part of the world are you from, if you don't mind me sharing?
Right now I'm in Dubai, which is the United Arab Emirates. Here it's 10 o'clock in the night.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And so it's good for me.
I guess I have to ask, at least from a little bit I saw about your podcast, mm-hmm. is that you're 19 years of age and it's 10 o'clock on a Friday night in Dubai.
Exactly.
And you're here talking to me. Why aren't you out having a good time?
For me, I love talking. I love meeting new people. And the best part about about doing something in a day is probably sharing stuff with people. So that's it. So
that's wonderful, terrific. And now, mind this on my ignorance of things, but English is perfect. Is it something that is taught in school where you're from?
I don't know why, but then, it is different from a lot of Indians when they listen to me, they say that, you know, you've got a really good accent, but then I don't know how I picked it up. Probably it's movies and, you know, it's friends maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah. Now, yeah. Are you currently in university or?
Okay, so I'm supposed to be in university with my age, but then I refused to do university after my high school because I always had this thing in my mind that I wanted to afford my own education. So I didn't want to, you know, like let my parents pay it or let my parents, be it a burden for them. So, yes, I am doing a lot of other things, like I do a business for myself. And I do a couple of voiceovers in radio stations over here. And I do a little bit of writing, a little bit of social media. So all this money that I get, I'm kind of saving it up for my university sometime in the future, maybe. But yes, that's what I do.
Interesting. I've talked to a couple of other folks here on the app. And they talk about taking a year's time or maybe a couple of years time to themselves to discover who they are. But like you, to save up and to, to get to school. And I think that's so interesting in comparison to the United States, where it's basically high school and the next step is either a college or it seems like or you don't do that. And you have there's a little bit of stigma still about not going to college right after high school.
It's actually, if you talk about Indians or if you talk about in India, it's just like it is like a robotic or a machine. It's like a factory. Like you're done with high school and you do degree or undergraduation, and then you do post graduation, and then you do a job for quite a bit, and then you do business. So this is how it goes in India. All right. So every other family would be just asking you, like, if you're done with your high school, what is your university like? So for me, it's pretty difficult to take this step because it's not likely in my society or in my culture. But then I took this decision because I was pretty sorted in my mind right from I was about 18 that I had to do something for myself and it would be by myself. So it wouldn't be like, leaning on people, but it would be by leading people. So, yeah.
That is very cool to hear. It's definitely impressive. I don't know about the cost of education where you're from, but at least here in the United States, it is an expensive endeavor. And I know for myself, I am a dad of two children who, in about 10 years' time, they'll be looking at possible university. And we have two things going on. One of them is. A, you don't necessarily have to go to college. That's not a requirement in our family. It's about what are you passionate about and what do you want to pursue? And B, but if you are going to go to college, is how can we afford it? Because it's not a cheap endeavor at all.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, if and when you get there, what do you want to study?
I just started with my career, like, I would say when I was 18, that's when I wanted to, like, you know, do a mindstorm, like, after my high school, but what I am really passionate about or what I really want to do. So I had a couple of options in my mind, but then first was hotel management, hospitality management, basically. So, but then I figured, you know, that's not something I'd really want to do later on because of a lot of people, you know, their perceptions. And back then I was not very strong about what I need to do. So my mom used to always tell me that, you know, as a little girl, I used to talk a lot and I still do talk a lot. So she wanted me to, you know, make money by talking. So I think the only way you can talk and make money is if you're into media or journalism or radio or something like that. So my mom kept saying that, you know, you would be a very good radio presenter, like, you know, you can make a good presenter. So I was just wanting to know if I, you know, to try it out. So when I started off after my high school, I just started by doing voiceovers in a radio over here. So I started doing, you know, ads, small ones, you know, like just you know, summer sale or something like that, you know, just very, very kiddish ones, but very small voiceovers. So when I got into the radio industry, I figured I really like this and I really like doing media. So if at all, and, you know, if probably I'm going to be doing my graduation or my university, it's definitely going to be something to do with radio, media, and journalism. That is one.
Well, you certainly have a terrific timbre to your voice, and it's a very patient and well delivered mannerisms that you have, at least over the radio. Or so I certainly would tell you to pursue it. Have you ever looked into something like Toastmasters International?
I'm afraid I don't know quite about it.
You don't know what it is. It's something that I did. My career has been sales. I sell real estate for a living in my everyday. And also, you know, in a prior career, I was a recruiter, and it meant dealing in talking in front of people and interviewing and exchanging. And I found an organization, and it's all around the world, really, called Toastmasters International. And it's basically a group of people that get together every week to practice public speaking. And there's an entire series of challenges that you have to go through. When you do Toastmasters, there's different kind of speeches that you have to provide. For instance, you have to be persuasive in one, or in other ones, you have to, you know, move people with words. There's also in every single meeting, a person has to speak, and they also get feedback right there and then from other speaker from other people that tell you, this is what you did right, this is what you did wrong, this is what I would change, this is how I would maybe draft it. And it certainly helped me as a public speaker to notice some of the little quirks that I have, to work on my delivery of things. And it's also a great networking event. And I know, I just looked it up a second, Dubai does have a Toastmasters club. It's something that, you know, maybe before
so
you go to...
Like, Toast, as in T-O-A-S-T, Toastmasters, are you saying?
That's exactly right, Toastmasters. And, you know, I would certainly have you take a look at that. Like I said, it was very helpful for me, and it really helped me develop in the way that I go about presenting and talking to people.
I must say that you have an excellent way of, you know, speech delivery, and you're really good at this. So.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, one of the things that I do a lot is listen to other people. I listen to podcasts. It's my primary mode of entertainment when I'm out and about or working in the house or going to and from appointments. So I listen to a lot of people, and you can't help but pick up techniques to talk.
That's pretty cool, because I would say that, you know, where I picked this skill of, you know, communicating to people or not being shy in talking to people I don't know, or, you know, this whole new skill which I've developed as a girl would be from, you know, like I have a business of my own. So before I started my business, it's been a year now. So for today, actually, today's the 25th, and last year, 25th is the day I started with my business. And, you know,
wonderful.
I've been Yeah, so I've been on it, and I listen to a lot of successful people talk, and who've been in the business, so who they come up on stage on different occasions, seminars and stuff like that. So they come for me over here every Friday in the morning. There's a 2-hour session that we've got to attend. It's like a seminar that happens,
Sure.
and wherein all these people who's made it in the business come up and speak about their journey. So in it, they are, they always talk about positive things, which I've, which I've noticed. So they talk about positive things, they talk about life, they talk about not just the business journey, but about the journey of their life as well. So, which has actually, taken me from being just a 19-year-old girl to a very mature thinking person, and having perceptions about stuff and perspectives of a lot of things. So I guess which has helped me a lot. And when I see them talk on stage, I know how they present and stuff like that. So
Yeah, no,
I guess.
it's very important to have people that you can look up to, and I certainly would definitely recommend you continuing doing that. Yeah, another little funny tidbit that I would share with you that you might want to look into it, and it's and to me at least it's fun, is listening to comedians. Comedy is not easy. Performing comedy is actually very hard. You making people laugh is not an easy task, and I find that I listen to I look at a lot of comedy shows, and I
The
follow a
stand-up
lot of
comedy.
different comedians. Yeah, and it's really taught me how to work with my timing, how to deliver something at a certain given point in time, how to the use of my hands, when to be quiet, when to allow the energy in a room to work for you. And so I would certainly recommend that if there are comedy clubs where you're at, to go check them out, because you really do learn a
Sure.
lot from these folks. Now,
I
you mentioned,
actually,
go
yeah.
ahead.
Tell me.
You mentioned a little bit ago that you have your own business. Are you okay to, in the 3 minutes that we have left, are you okay with sharing what your business is and where people can find you?
Yeah, sure. For me, my business is an online business, so it's on e-commerce basically, and it's called the Chi Group of Companies, and it's based in Malaysia and Hong Kong. So, basically, it's not something that I started solely, but then I'm part of it as an individual representative of the business. So, over here in this part of the world, like the Middle East and Dubai, is something that I'm focusing on right now. So what I do is I'm a consultant for them, for the company. I'm a network consultant, wherein I help the company, build their, what do you say, their mass for, I mean, the profits and their, turnover is something from the Middle East side, which is managed by me and several other people who are working on the same project. So for me, this is like a 4 to 5 years goal, or a 4 to 5 years project, which I'm seriously working on right now, so that I wouldn't probably have to work in future, and I could amass a very good amount of money after 5 years, and probably then I could do something which I always enjoy doing. So it's basically sales, but it's like a wedding between sales and e-commerce and networking and everything.
Wow. Well, it certainly seems like it's a modern take on, well, it's a modern type of business, which is what we're morphing to.
Very much, yeah.
Okay, so where can people find you? Are you on Twitter? Are you on Instagram?
I'm on Voice of Elise. I have a page, so anybody who wants to know about my business, who's curious about that, they can also like message me or probably find me there. But then otherwise, like if it's not business, also like I have a lot of concepts that I would love to share with people, being a 19-year-old, what I've learned from life and everything. So which also they can probably find me on my page. So they can feel free to message me anytime. So that's all right.
Wonderful. We're about to end here, but if it's all right with you, I would love to go back and listen to some of your shows. And certainly, if we
Thank
have
you
an
very much,
opportunity to
Hugo.
reconnect, you're very welcome. Have a good rest of your evening,
You
and
too.
thank you for the talk.
Thank you very much, Hugo. It was wonderful.
Peace.